This is the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome to Thriving Entrepreneur with your host, Steve Kidd, third-generation minister and business coach. Join Steve and his guests to get answers to your questions and help break through to the next level in your business.
This is Steve. Welcome to Thriving Entrepreneur. We are so glad to share with you this year in review. 2016 was an amazing year. And you know, it wouldn't really matter if you were listening to this in 2020, 2040. There have been so many amazing, talented people we've had on this first year as we've brought to you so many different bestsellers. And I can't cover all of the people that we've helped in the Bestsellers Guild. You can, of course, go and hear their stories at bestsellersguild.com. But I wanted to highlight just some of the solutions that people have brought this year. And there's enough of them just this year that I'm probably going to end up having, next episode be the same thing, part two, if you will, of 2016, the year in review. What have we learned? Do you remember that phrase from The Wizard of Oz? What have you learned, Dorothy? It's so important that we take a look back and we see all of the wisdom that we've been able to gain over the course of a space of time. And it can be, you know, what did we learn today? What did we learn last week? What did we learn this month? What have we learned? There has been so much amazing information from such great, life-changing, world-changing people that have shared their message, and through the sharing of their message have helped make our world a better place. And Kathy and I are so honored to be part of helping them to become best-selling authors. And I've brought them to you throughout the course of the year and helped you really be able to see just how amazing they are. But now you get a chance to just kind of hear just the highlights, just a little bit of recap of what are we talking about as people who are bringing out books. It's so easy to be like, yeah, that person, they're a best-selling author, so obviously they have something to say. But keep in mind that most all of these people, we've got a few exceptions in here today, but most all of these people are folks who are just like you, that were terrified. What if people don't like my book? And they took that leap of faith. They took that first step to begin their journey towards becoming a best-selling author. And the world rose up to meet them, because it always does. Whenever we step out, it doesn't necessarily always turn out the way that we thought it was going to, but it always is good. It always comes out. And usually, I'm not even going to say usually. All the time, it ends up being better than we imagined. It always reminds me of the story of the three trees. You know, they wanted to be a great and mighty ship. And all of those things. And the one little tree just wanted to point men to God. And each of them found that what they had believed was going to be their dream wasn't what they were cut down and turned into, but each of them found that they fulfilled so much greater of a purpose than what they had ever thought or ever dreamt that they could possibly be. And I think each of us needs to really embrace the spirit of the end of the story of those little trees, and that's that it's always better than what we imagine. There is a purpose in our life, and it's time to rise up and meet that purpose with all that's within us. Be the best version of ourselves. And part of that starts by sharing your story with the world, because you are uniquely brilliant. You were created specifically for a purpose. The world really, truly does need you. And we talk about that every single episode, but I really want to drive that home today. And I want to do that by just pouring into you thing after thing after thing from our best-selling authors that have become best-selling authors this year who have fulfilled their dream and are now forever a best-selling author. And they did it just by simply taking that leap of faith. Sometimes embracing the terror is the best thing that we can do. Because as we say, okay, I'm scared, I don't know what's coming next, but I'm gonna step out. And it's always amazing what happens when we do. And then I'm so blessed because we get the opportunity after that to then share their story with you and talk to them a little bit about what does it mean now for you to be a best-selling author. But more importantly, we ask them, if you could only share one thing with the world, what is that something that you want to share? And then what is something that a person can do with that information right now, here today? And what I've done is actually just go back through this last year and pull out what is that one thing that you can do right now today. So this is an action segment of Thriving Entrepreneur. You'd have to be asleep and listening to this while you're sleeping to not end up having some amazing opportunities to up-level your life, your business, through these action steps that each of these people are going to share with us here today that are from when they were sharing all about their whole book. So grab a piece of paper and a pen because you're going to get just rapid fire. Here's another idea. Here's something else you can do. Here's another chance for you to be able to up-level your life and your business if you just do just this one little thing. So take notes on it. Take it to heart and then really embrace the actions that you can take as you step into the next best version of yourself. And hopefully along the road, it will encourage some of you that it's time now for you to join bestsellersguild.com and become our next best-selling author. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we will be right back with solution version of Thriving Entrepreneur.
I'm looking for a certain kind of woman, and I think you know her. She's an entrepreneur that is highly connected, successful, significant in her own industry, and considered the go-to woman in her community. She's received so much from so many women in business, she's ready to give back to others on their journey, lifting as she climbs. Hi, this is Sandra Yancey, and I'm the founder and CEO of eWomen Network. I'm looking to connect with the woman I've just described who lives in your community so that we might have a conversation about how eWomen Network's proven success system can provide her a platform to elevate her success and ability to support women in business. Our international community of managing directors are influencing the speed of success for women in business around the world. If that sounds like something that you want to be part of, or know someone we should talk with, send an email to managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com. That's managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com, and let's start the conversation.
You've heard Kathy and I talk about it. You've seen the workshops. You have watched as others of your friends have become a best-selling author, and now it's your turn. Let me ask you this. What would being a best-selling author do for your business? Over 80% of people surveyed said that they want to write a book, which means that if you're listening, you probably are one of those people. Now is your time because you have a message that needs to be shared. That message is not for you. It's not for your ego. It is because it serves other people. Kathy and I are here to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. All you need to do is go to wehelpyouthrive.com, check us out, and find out how you can be a best-selling author today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is Steve. Welcome back. Are you ready? Do you have your notepad and some paper and you're ready to start putting down some notes of some steps that you can take today some solutions that are sitting out there just waiting for you to step up and to be able to take action in the areas that you have control over in your life. I really hope you are ready. We're just going to ask simply the question, what is the one thing that you can do right now to take action on what these different people's books they've shared in them? So get ready. It's going to be kind of rapid fire. I'll just jump in a little bit in between each one of the segments to set up the next one. But other than that, we're just going to hammer out a whole bunch of solutions to you and hopefully radically ignite your day and your world as we begin to talk to our best-selling authors in the what's an action that you can take today.
I think we all have a passion and a strength. Everyone does. And we all have a gift. And I think we have to really dig deep. And it could be going back to your childhood and what you like to do as a child. And I think that's where we start. And I like to make a list. I love to make a list and check it off. And I write down what it is that you really love to do as a child. It, of course, it doesn't have to be Ninja Warrior, but maybe you love to paint. Maybe you love to sing. Start right there. Write down, I love to paint. And then think about, what can I do right now with painting? Well, maybe you can go to the art supply store and get some canvases and start painting again. And then from that, it could be, maybe I want my painting to be on display somewhere. And that can be your final result, your end goal that you want to happen. And that would be my recommendation, is to start off with, what was your passion when you were a child? Because I think that's where it all comes down to. When you're a child, you don't think about, oh, these are my strengths and these are my weaknesses. You should think about what you love to do. And that's what we want to bring back, what you love to do.
Ooh, that's a great one to kick us off. What do you love to do? What's that thing that's deep inside of you that you've always been passionate about? Going all the way back to when you were a little child, what things have you always been passionate about? And how can you make them part of your life? Think about that one for just a second. Write down, just make one little note. What's something that you've always been passionate about? Something that you can do. You ready for the next one? Here it comes.
I would say probably the first thing that a person can do is just acknowledge that there's something there. I think that's the beginning of it. Because like I said with myself, I wasn't angry, but I didn't realize there was something underneath all of that. And I would say the one thing is to acknowledge that there's something there, to start at that point. And to be honest with yourself about your emotions, whether they're with the mother or whether they're with the father. Just be very honest about that. And I believe that what happened and what will happen for them is what happened for me. I believe that God knows where you are. And I believe he will help you, even set up people for you to gently take you along the journey, help you along the journey, come alongside you in the journey. But I would just say be open, be available, because it wasn't, I don't think I was the one that initiated. I think it was more that God initiated, but I think I was in a place at that time. And it was a very small step, but it was a step in the beginning to let's just start healing your heart. And for me, I would say that would be the thing that just be open, to whatever your process is going to be. You don't have to take it on your own. Just acknowledge and just be in agreement with God. If he shows you something that's going on or something with your heart or that issue with your parent, just be open. Just trust that he's taking you through the process. So that's just a starting point, just acknowledging it.
Acknowledge that there is something there. Be honest with yourself. It's really, really easy for us to fool ourselves into thinking that there's no problem, that nothing's going on, because we're not being honest with ourselves. We're not getting real with where's the pain point in our life. What's that thing that's going on deep inside of us? You can't fix what you don't acknowledge. So today I encourage you, get honest, get real with yourself, and fix the things that need to be fixed so that you can move on to a better, thriving life. How's that for a great one? I like that one. Hope you wrote that down and you maybe even got some things that you need to acknowledge And then you can move past and move into a better year. Get that pen ready to start flying again. Here's your next tip of something that you could do right now to live a better life.
The very first thing is to just, even if there's, I go back to just thinking, I kind of hesitate with it, thinking about the space where I was in, where I had convinced myself a little too much that normal was better as opposed to being awesome. And just the idea that, you know, that I am, you know, awesome, like, oh, awesome. But the truth is you are marvel. You are a miracle. If you have the breath of life, that is a miracle. If you are still here on this planet and millions of people are not, you still have work to do. And so if you're in that space where, you know, similar to where I was, it's like, well, I don't know if anyone's going to want to listen to what I have to say, or, you know, I don't think this is all that spectacular. You know, everybody does this. No, everybody doesn't. It doesn't have to be something that's gigantic and, you know, changes the world for generations. I mean, your impact may just be on one person, and that one person goes on to change the trajectory of the world. And there's no way for you to know. There's no way for you to know that until you open yourself and just really recognize first and foremost that you are awesome and that you were designed and created and really crafted with all of these experiences in your life, with all of these, you know, people, quirky things about you that some you love, some you hate. That's all intentional. That's all for you to be in service to someone else. And just recognizing that, allowing yourself to have the permission to say, I'm not sure about this, but I'm just going to play along for now. I'm just going to play along with this idea that I'm awesome. What would I do with that? Like, what would I do with these things? And then taking the first step with what is the one person, it doesn't matter who the person is, the one person that you could share that amazing thing. And your amazing thing might be being able to, you know, handle spreadsheets like nobody's business. Like, I hate spreadsheets. I hate them with a passion. But there's somebody out there who loves them with a passion. And for the person like me who detests them, you would be my answer prayer, because you are making sense of something that I not only despise, but I just can make no sense of. So it's not a matter of your gifts being gigantic or life transforming. Your experience and your perspective, it's needed, and it really can be a service to those who need you.
Oh, I got to stop you right there for a second. I hope you wrote that down. So you have to embrace that you are awesome in order for you to really be of service for those who need you in the world. You see, a lot of us have a heart of compassion, a deep desire to make a dramatic, wonderful impact in the world. But if we aren't embracing how amazingly, incredibly awesome we are, we actually aren't just doing a disservice to ourselves. We aren't just dishonoring ourselves. We're really actually not showing up for the thing that we're meant to be in the world. We can't be a service to the people that we're meant to service unless we embrace our awesome. Ooh, I know some of you wrote that one down. I really hope these are helping you out. I'm enjoying going back and listening to each one of them. I really hope that you are too. You know, you could be our next best-selling author just simply by joining us at bestsellersguild.com. All right, get that pen ready, because we're going to give you the next tip of something that you could do right now, today, to make yourself, your life, your world a better place. So next, we have an awesome opportunity for you to organize the things in your life that often we don't think about how important they are to organize, because we only think about them when we absolutely need them. You see, sometimes your book is something that's mental, or it's a physical action you need to take. Sometimes there are specific tools that are available out there for you that if you organize them, you can live in an organized life and really truly have the opportunity to thrive in your life and in your business because your systems are in place. I know all the time my coach is talking to me about the fact that in the end, the number one thing that you want to have in order to be able to have a really powerful, really impactful company is to have your systems in place. So listen in on this one and take some notes. Here's a great product that could help you out a lot. And it too is a product that allowed the person to be able to write a best-selling book to help people get their lives organized.
Yes. You know, every day there are very many, many, many practical uses. So for example, if you're sitting in a doctor's office and you're trying to fill out a form and you need your, you know, medical history or your spouse's medical history, which, you know, you may not have, or your mother's medical history. So, you know, all of that can be saved in the software and accessed while you're sitting at the doctor's office. So you don't have to call people on the phone and say, hey, honey, can you look this up for me? It's in this file cabinet over there. So the first thing is, I would say, think about what your personal brand is. And when I say personal brand, I mean, what is it that you want people to think when they see you? You know, what do you want other people to think about you and the message you bring? What do you want to carry as your message for yourself? And how do you get that? Well, one of the things that I suggest in the book is going and figuring out peers in your area that are doing the things that you want to do and setting yourself up for success by patterning after those behaviors. If they're being successful, they're doing some steps, right, that keep them in the place of being successful. And so following some of those steps and seeing what they're doing can help you to make an example that shows you exactly what path to follow to be successful. And so in accordance to that, you got to have the best tools, right? You got to hire a professional personal development coach or someone that can help you to see the different areas of your life that need reshaping, that can be impacted by some training or some further coaching and development. And then the last thing is, you know, having some strategies in place. I provide tons of strategies in my book because I don't want strategies to be an excuse for anybody. If you don't know how to get started, there are some tips in there on how to get started today, right now. And so best examples, best tools, best strategies, these three tips are the keys to being able to get your life together. And I only say it from my personal experience, and I've been able to lose over 40 pounds. I have a job that I love. I make money that supersedes how much my mother made by multiple times over. And I have relationships that are long-lasting, that provide me joy and love. And I just want to share that with the world.
Imagine how important, how impactful your message is to the world. How much people need to hear your story. You see, it's in telling our stories where we all connect one to another, and we have the ability to be able to really feel a part of something in this world rather than feeling that disconnect that's so easy to try to be able to capture, especially sometimes during holidays. You know, you feel really disconnected, and this gives you the opportunity to be able to share your life, your business, your secrets, your success, everything that's good in your life with the world, as well as share the things that you've been through and what you learned from those down times in your life. It's really important. Being a best-selling author is one of the most impactful, powerful things that you can do to help not only yourself, but to advance the world and make our world a better place. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we'll be back with more tips that you can learn from here on Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is the EWN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. One of my mottos for business owners is, you can't do it alone. Whether you're in the startup stage of your business or you're scaling, you can't grow without relationships to provide support, wisdom, and new customers. eWomen Network is your home to connect with other women entrepreneurs who've been where you are or are experiencing the same challenges. We have chapters across the U.S. and Canada that have monthly events featuring our trademarked process called accelerated networking to ensure you get the contacts, resources, and leads you need to grow your business. And once you become a member, you get many benefits, including 2 one-on-one coaching sessions, unlimited access to our membership database, your own personal profile page, and discounts on products and services with our business partners such as UPS and American Express Open. Join the eWomen Network community and let us help you live your dream. For details, visit eWomenNetwork.com.
You've heard Kathy and I talk about it. You've seen the workshops. You have watched as others of your friends have become a best-selling author. And now it's your turn. Let me ask you this. What would being a best-selling author do for your business? Over 80% of people surveyed said that they want to write a book, which means that if you're listening, you probably are one of those people. Now is your time because you have a message that needs to be shared. That message is not for you. It's not for your ego. It is because it serves other people. Kathy and I are here to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. All you need to do is go to wehelpyouthrive.com, check us out, and find out how you can be a best-selling author today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is Steve. We are here talking today about some of the most amazing tips that we have gotten from just a few of our best-selling authors that have been on the show, been highlighted this year, as they share their unique brilliance. And they talk about what is that one thing that you just absolutely have to make sure you share with the world. And then they leave us with a tip, something that we can do immediately. Like, you can stop listening to the show and go and do it right now, today, kind of stuff. And it's really important that we take notes on these kind of things. If it's not something you can do right now, it's definitely something that you may want to consider over the course of the next week or a couple months of your life here. I would really strongly suggest to you that you do take notes, because studies have shown that when you write something down, you remember it more. And of course, we want you to remember these really powerful, impactful tips that are being shared by our best-selling authors. You, of course, can become one of our best-selling authors by joining us at bestsellersguild.com and finding out more. We'd love to have you there with us. It's a free Facebook group. And we just love helping share people and their unique brilliance with the world. We're going to move on now. We want to talk a little bit about how important relationships are in your life, especially that important relationship that we all of us have in our spiritual life. You may have different beliefs than I do, or even this particular author has, but it's important that you have and express and really spend the time in the spiritual part of your life. We're mental, we're physical, we have financial parts of our life, we have relationships with people, but we also need to remember that we are a spiritual being, and that we do need to be connected with God, Source, the universe, whatever you call it. There is that part of you that is longing for that connection. And so we want to talk a little bit about that and give you some tips on why that most important relationship is the most important relationship in your life.
You know, for me, when I gave my life to Christ around 10, 11, I didn't have a relationship with God. I gave my life to Christ because I just wanted to be like my older sister. So when she gave her life to Christ, I did the same thing. And I just gave my life to Christ. I didn't understand what that meant. And so I didn't have a relationship with God. And so it was so easy for me to just, you know, do what I just wanted to do because I didn't have a relationship with Him. But when I went back, you know, when I found my way back to God, I realized that this is not, you know, everything about when I was in church, everything was like, you know what, you had to say the right things, you had to do the right things. And for me, coming from a church where it was all about, you know, you couldn't put on like jewelry, you couldn't wear this, you couldn't wear that. It was more like a religion rather than relationship. And so I think I was fighting that because I was like, you know what, why can't I do this? Why can't I do that? And so at that point in time, it was more like a religion. It was more like, you know, things you can't do and things you can do. And so for me right now, it's all about a relationship with God, talking to Him like my father, coming to Him and saying, look, God, this is where I am right now, knowing that He loves me in spite of my mistakes, knowing that He knows that I'm human. You know, He knows where I am right now. And so it's not about the do's and the don'ts. It's all about Him. It's all about loving Him. It's all about being with Him, spending time in His presence. And it's not just this mystical thing that you have to, like, you know, everything has to be like churchy words or anything. Just speak to Him like you're speaking to your best friend. Talk to Him like you're talking to your, you know, your father, if you have a, like, you know, a good relationship with your dad. Just talk to Him like a best friend. That's the life He wants us to live, you know. For me, living a day-to-day life, there are times that I don't, you know, have the time to, like, you know, set apart to, like, spend time with Him in the mornings. But just, you know, in the day, during the day, just listen to tapes, just speaking to Him wherever I am. Just, you know, it's just a relationship rather than, you know, don't do this, don't do that, don't do that. That's more like religion, you know. And you're stuck in that place. You can't have, like, a relationship with Him that way.
That relationship, that spiritual aspect of your life, it's an area that both in your life and in your business, you want to make sure that you don't overlook. It is so important. It's absolutely paramount that you keep that at the center of who you are and that you are connected. You know, some people every once in a while say, hey, Steve, how can we talk so much about God and things like that? And I always tell them, it's like, hey, you know, I mean, the reason why at the beginning of the show, I always, you know, the intro says, Steve Kidd, third generation minister, is so that you're not shocked if some of that ministry stuff just pops out of me. I want to try to make the show open to all of you that are listening. But, you know, sometimes it just comes out. It's a part of who I am. And I do that unapologetically because I know how important it is in your life. There are relationships that you need to make sure that you have at the forefront of what's important to you, too. And again, I can't encourage you enough. You need to make sure that that spiritual aspect of who you are is something that you're taking care of on a regular basis. It's a really big tip that really will help you have the most success in your life and business. And in the end, remember, what we really want to help you do is learn how to be a thriving entrepreneur. So we're going to move on to the next tip and see what else we can help you up-level your life and your business with here today.
I say get real with yourself because the American dream can be the American nightmare. That's what it was for me. Everything looked good on the outside. I think a lot of times we try to keep up with the Joneses, but nobody knows that really the Joneses are broke. What goes on behind your doors, nobody cares about. And the truth is, people don't care much about what they see on the outside. I say, get real with yourself. Look at where you are and decide what you're going to do for you and your family. Keeping up with the Joneses is not real. It's all fake.
It's important to be real with yourself. Who are you? Where are you in life? What's important to you? You know, the things that are important to your neighbors, the things that are important to the guy down the street, even the things that are important to your coworkers or even other members of your business aren't the things that are important to you. You have to be real enough with yourself to really know what is important to me. And then you have to Be the best version of yourself. So often we fall into the trap of trying to do our best impression of someone else. You know, a lot of times these days, because Oprah doesn't have a daily show anymore, there are people who want to be the next Oprah. And I agree that there is definitely a need for a show that fills the space that Oprah's show was, but there isn't a need for another Oprah. She did that well. She covered that. She filled that space in the world. And now what the world really needs is for you to be the best you that you can be. When you do that, the world is a better place. It absolutely always, 100% of the time, is a better place. So get real with yourself and then really be the best version of yourself. Not the best version of the guy next door, not the best version of a celebrity on TV, but just the best version of the person that you are today. If you change over time, you can always change that, but you need to do your best with who you are, where you are right now, today. Let's listen now to another wonderful tip on something that you could do right now today to have more impact in your life and in your business.
Absolutely. And I think what I wanted to get out to my audience was that, you know, no matter what circumstances or what the circumstances are for anyone, and no matter the position that anyone finds themselves in, whether it is this moment or past hurt that they're dealing with or how difficult life can be, I know of a fact that faith and prayer work, and that can take you, you know, far beyond your physical reach. And as you'll see in the introduction of the book where I stated faith is air. You can't see it, but you know it's there because you have to breathe it in. And then hope is knowing that no matter what your situation is or how unfortunate it might be, that it's temporary and victory is around the corner. So I think combining faith with hope and being able to read the word and understanding the comfort that it brings and being able to write really helps anyone through a difficult situation.
Joan is such an amazing person, and her book will literally help you in 90 days transform your life into a life of victory to help you become an overcomer. But the one thing that the book really points out and that Joan brought up again in what she gave as a tip is it's up to you. You've got to take action. Your life was designed with a purpose, but you have to use the thing that you're passionate about and then share it with the world. Help up-level the world with your talent. And you need to do that, again, we were talking a couple minutes ago about it, with your spiritual life, with the relationships that you're in, with the relationship that you have to yourself. You have to love yourself. And part of that goes through being part of a transformational journey like what Joan's book takes you on, where you can transform from the person that you are now to a different person on the planet. You can literally, as a human being, we have the capability to transform into a species of being that's never before existed on this planet. And in the end, what that really means is not that you're changing who you are. It really just means that finally, you get real with yourself, you get real with your God, and then you begin to become the real version of yourself and live with purpose rather than allowing life to just come at you from every end and never know exactly where you're at. Isn't that powerful? Don't you want that? I hope you made some notes from Joan's tip. And I hope that you've got a whole page of notes that you can rely on now to help you show up better in the world. Because you are uniquely brilliant. The world does need you. Please, please share yourself with the world. We'll be glad to help you at Bestsellers Guild. It's a free group. Bestsellersguild.com takes you right into Facebook, and we can help you share your message with the world. You too then can have a tip like all these we've heard before, and now this next tip on something that you could do right now today, this week, to help transform your life and your business.
Yes, definitely. I think that the process, there's some, each and every one of us have a message. Each and every one of us have a story. And I think that once we get what we got, our responsibility really is to give it. And to give that message of strength, give that message of encouragement, that you can make it through, that there is something better. And just give it from a place of love and of support, because you never know who's listening. You never know who needs to hear your message. And, there are times where I sit back and I just share a story not knowing, really who's going to be listening. And it's not until later when I hear the impact that it had, and I was like, wow. And so you never know, whose lives you're going to touch by just giving who you are. And so be true to you and give it to the world. I think, the question is, what's the meaning of life? And to me, it's to learn and to share that knowledge. And I think that's kind of the basis of the book and what I feel my journey has been.
Keep on giving and giving and giving. Give from the heart of yourself, the core of yourself, all that you are to help make the world a better place. We're going to take a quick commercial break and we'll be right back here on Thriving Entrepreneur.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. One of my mottos for business owners is you can't do it alone. Whether you're in the startup stage of your business or you're scaling, you can't grow without relationships to provide support, wisdom, and new customers. eWomen Network is your home to connect with other women entrepreneurs who've been where you are or are experiencing the same challenges. We have chapters across the U.S. and Canada that have monthly events featuring our trademarked process called accelerated networking to ensure you get the contacts, resources, and leads you need to grow your business. And once you become a member, you get many benefits, including 2 one-on-one coaching sessions, unlimited access to our membership database, your own personal profile page, and discounts on products and services with our business partners such as UPS and American Express Open. Join the eWomen Network community and let us help you live your dream. For details, visit eWomenNetwork.com.
You've heard Kathy and I talk about it. You've seen the workshops. You have watched as others of your friends have become a best-selling author. And now it's your turn. Let me ask you this. What would being a best-selling author do for your business? Over 80% of people surveyed said that they want to write a book, which means that if you're listening, you probably are one of those people. Now is your time, because you have a message that needs to be shared. That message is not for you. It's not for your ego. It is because it serves other people. Kathy and I are here to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. All you need to do is go to wehelpyouthrive.com, check us out, and find out how you can be a best-selling author today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is Steve. Welcome back. I hope that this show, this year, all that we've shared with you here on Thriving Entrepreneur is something that has just really helped you in every day, every aspect of your life and your business, and that you really do find yourself living as a thriving entrepreneur. That's our wish. That's our goal. That's what Kathy and I do this for, is to help pour into you and really help you show up in the world as the best version of yourself, because we really appreciate who you are, and we appreciate the opportunity to be a part of the life that you're sharing with the world. So thank you for every time that you've listened and all that you've done. And thank you for the notes that you've taken. I hope that these reviews of previous shows have reminded you of some tips, maybe given you some tips, as well as sparked in you the thought, hey, you know what I need to do? I need to go back and look, listen to the things that they said in those previous interviews. I maybe even need to go and check out their book on Amazon and go deeper with this person, with maybe several of these people. Because in the end, really, these people love to share their message with the world. And they would love to help you live the best version of your life. So what's the next tip that we can bring to you? Let's talk a little bit about some secrets to really being able to prosper in this world.
Absolutely. Okay. The first thing, if you are being challenged by an obstacle right now, you want to take a clear look at it. Most people say, oh, I don't want to look at this. Run, run. No, I want you to sit down, take a deep breath, and look at it straight in the eyes. And notice it. Get a piece of paper out, get your pen, and really see what you're dealing with here. So write it out. And I want you to know in that moment that you're bigger than that obstacle in front of you. You're bigger than it. What I mean by that is that there is power within you that can overcome this. So remember that. And as you're doing this, as you're writing it down, shift your mindset to, okay, I can do this, you know? Bring yourself into an alignment that you can create this new possibility of shifting out of it. So the first step is really looking it straight in the eye and knowing, starting to feel inside of you that you are bigger than this.
Don't you love how some of the most profound things are also based in some of the, I won't say simple, but some of the most foundational parts of how we should be showing up in the world? We need to love ourselves. We need to be the best version of ourselves. We need to really look at how amazing we are and then embrace that. And then we have to share that with the world. Because if we don't, then we're robbing the world of the whole reason why we're here on this planet. And don't you really want to make your world a better place? I mean, I think just about everybody in their own way wants to make the world that they live in a little bit better of a place. And so I really do hope that you'll take to heart how important your part in this world is, and that the true prosperity in life, it isn't about how many zeros are behind a number bigger than zero in your bank account, but it's about how much are you contributing to and adding to the quality of the world. Think about that one for a minute, the quality of the world. It's so amazing, such a great opportunity for you to really pour into the world your unique brilliance. And I really do hope that you will embrace the ways that you can share what you were meant to put here on this earth into the world. I'd love for this time next year to be highlighting the tip that you left on the show to some of the people that are listening as they look back at 2017 and think, what did I learn this year? I really encourage you to do that, regardless of whether you're on my show or somewhere else, to be part of the change that is possible in this world when all of us show up as the best version of ourselves. Can you do that? I think you can. Let's grab another tip here and see what couple more things we can get that we can be better as people at before we leave for the day.
Well, one thing I would definitely want to leave everyone with, and in this particular book, I
set it up so that I've given five what I call wisdom nuggets. But if there was one thing I would leave you with, it's the fact that I think what's crucial and critical to make sure that students are taught, and I feel like there's kind of an oversight in the school system, it would be to identify and stand in your giftedness and uniqueness. And just the importance of knowing who you are, knowing what it is that you're supposed to bring to the world, I think is just the starting point. Because once you have that in place, that kind of guides everything else. But if you don't know what you're supposed to be doing, you know, you're easily distracted. So that one thing I would say is just critical to know who you are, what you bring, what your personality is, your strengths, the areas you need to improve, what motivates you? Are you an introvert or an extrovert? How do you do relationships? What type of person do you want to be? Those kind of things, just really knowing who you are at your core, and that you are given gifts and talents that no one else has, that you're given gifts and talents that are just unique to you. And that's what is so special, and that's what separates, you know, each person from the other, those gifts and those talents. And that's what we have to stand on and identify early, so that when we do get into the world, we kind of have direction on where we're going.
Where are you headed? What's the best way to get there? Do you have a purpose? Do you have a direction in your life? I hope so. I hope you aren't finding yourself floundering and wondering what to do, but that you're showing up in the world with grace, with dignity, with brilliance, with the awesomeness that is you. Remember, true humility is a right perspective of yourself. So when you say, "I am awesome," you're being humble, because guess what? You are awesome. So we've got one last tip here for you, and I love that we're ending off the show with my good friend TJ Mercer, as she gives us a tip on how we can effectively show up every time we get a recording device in front of us, whether it be a journalist, a TV show, a radio show, magazine articles, what have you. How can you have the biggest impact on the world with the words that you speak?
You have never talked to me on the phone, Steve. However, you can tell, if nothing else, I am passionate about the Media Mavericks. You know what I'm saying? I am clearly passionate about that. So whatever your subject matter is, make sure you show up with the passion of it. You understand it's a partnership. This is a give and take between me and Steve. It is his platform that he has invited me to play on. So I understand that he and I are he's the conduit for me serving you, the entrepreneur, on how to actually get booked in media. So make sure when you show up, be a gracious guest with the understanding it's a partnership. In nuggets of knowledge. That is, an interview is not the time, especially a television interview. You can't tell everything you know. You have to do what I call drill down your genius. Meaning, I got 20 years of expertise in television. I've got only 45 minutes with Steve. I can only give you nuggets of my knowledge, but enough nuggets that it gets the viewer interested enough to go from the interview to your website. And K, knowing. Have a knowing that you are the expert and you earn the right to be there. Now, I always tell people, I earn the right to speak about media. I am a beast in the media lane. I make no apologies about that. However, you put me in the kitchen, we're going to have a problem because I don't know how to cook. But whatever the reason, whether you were invited to the interview or you pitched the producers and got booked, own that space knowing you have earned the right to be there. So that's Spunk, S-P-U-N-K. And again, you can find that at icmeontv.com to walk you through it. But show up every single interview, whether it's radio, television, or film. I'm so used to TV and film. Radio, TV, or print, Periscope, you know, social media. Show up with Spunk.
One thing I can tell you for sure, and that's that if you weren't energized by anybody else that was on the show, just listening to TJ share her brilliance, the things that she does so well to help you really be a maverick in media, there was so much, it was such a fun time TJ and I had. We shared a lot during the episode about what it was like growing up as pastor's kids, and we related back to the fact that when you're genuinely, authentically you, you can make the greatest impact on this world. Because in the end, that's really what people want to do, is they want to connect with who you are. How do you show up in the world? What were you meant to do in this world? It's really amazing when a person actually embraces the best version of themselves and then just goes out and gives it to the world. There's this fear that all of us have that if we're uniquely ourselves, if we share our stuff, that people aren't going to like us anymore. And yet the truth is completely the opposite of that. When we are open and honest and we share with the world, this is what I've been through. These are the places that I've got some warts and, you know, I'm still growing. I'm struggling. That's the time that people really go, oh, hey, I can relate to that. You know, if we show up as perfect, as untouchable, as nothing's ever gone wrong in our life, it's really hard for somebody to connect to that because nobody else has ever lived that life. Hey, if you happen to actually have had a life where you've had nothing go wrong in your whole life, that is amazing. But probably the truth of the matter is the fear is just keeping you from opening up and sharing that story. And I can tell you absolutely, there is somebody right now on Google that's searching for the answer that you found only through going through the fire that you've gone through. And only by your being open, honest, and truthfully sharing what you've been through can you reach them. And then after you've reached them, can you give them words of encouragement that can help them grow and be the best version of themselves? And I know many of you, that's the only thing you really want to do in life. Heard a statistic recently that the larger percentage of millennials want to work for a company that is making an impact in the world more so than the title they get, the money they get, any of those kind of things. And I think deep inside of all of us, we've all always wanted to make sure that what we're doing is worth something, that there's a purpose behind whatever it is we do every day in our life. And so please join us at bestsellersguild.com and share your unique brilliance with the world. And remember, you are uniquely brilliant. You were created for a purpose. The world needs you. Please know that Kathy and I are here to help you spend every day of your life as a thriving entrepreneur. I hope 2016 was an amazing year for you and that the next year is even better. Till next time, have a great week.
Thanks for listening to Thriving Entrepreneur today. If you want to get your question answered, send an email to questions@wehelpyouthrive.com. We look forward to you joining us again next time.
You've heard Kathy and I talk about it. You've seen the workshops. You have watched as others of your friends have become a best-selling author. And now it's your turn. Let me ask you this. What would being a best-selling author do for your business? Over 80% of people surveyed said that they want to write a book, which means that if you're listening, you probably are one of those people. Now is your time because you have a message that needs to be shared. That message is not for you. It's not for your ego. It is because it serves other people. Kathy and I are here to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. All you need to do is go to WeHelpYouThrive.com. Check us out and find out how you can be a best-selling author today.